This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before we get rocking here, we got lots to go on. We want to go back to the Al Smith dinner so we can see who's teed up now. It would be Hillary Clinton, so you can see how they are making light behind closed doors as to what they are putting. Well, the impression is that these are serious issues coming from both presidential candidates that have been spoon-fed to the American people, and of course the American people are eating it up. We listened to Donald yesterday. We're going to go over to Hillary today. That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of moments here on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Before we get over there, I want to go over to our friend Cliff Wilkes out in Lubbock, Texas. Forgive me. KRFE 580 AM. Again, KRFE 580 AM in Lubbock, Texas. Just picked us up. Thank you very much to the general manager over there, Cliff Wilkes. We were picked up yesterday by KBDB 96.7 in Forks, Washington. We give a shout out to Mark Lamb as well. So we do appreciate your trust. And once again, thank you for your trust. We will not let you down. Folks, again, much to talk about. What we have today, interestingly enough, is we have the Star. In Minnesota, they call the Minneapolis Star and Tribune the Star. In other words, referencing over to the outlet as a communist organization, namely the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. And folks, let me tell you something. They never let you down. And they always remind you that they are what we claim and what they act out, that they are communist every step of the way. On the front page of the paper in Minneapolis today, it's stated on the headline, friends, Hillary widens her lead over Donald Trump. I don't know how many times I need to keep going back into this point, but folks, I want to tell you something. They got the claws out now. They're afraid that the American people are awake, and the American people are awake. Let me tell you, through firsthand experience, everywhere you go, what are you seeing? You're seeing through the people's choice. We're going to the next step now, friends. We're going to the people's choice. Donald Trump, okay, that's your choice. Yesterday I shared with you, I feel like Samuel saying to you, people out there now, you want Saul? You're going to get Saul, but don't tell me I didn't tell you that you're not going to get Saul, and this is what comes with Saul. So you have Donald Trump. The Spirit of God is saying, okay, this is what you want. This is what you're going to get, okay? In saying that to the headlines, in reference to the headlines concerning Hillary and her widening base of support leads over Trump, you got to remember something, friends. I throw this in here because I don't want you to forget this. Remember, one of their tactics is cause the enemy, you America, concerning the Hillary Clinton corrupt campaign, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Let me say it again. This is a Saul Alinsky tactic. Hillary is a self-professed disciple of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky accredited his book, Rules for Revolution, to Lucifer, so you can understand that they are Satanist. That's not a myth. That is not a theory. That's a fact. cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And in fact, friends, again, going back to any dictator of the past, the way they get into power is through deception, and everything they do is premised on a lie, because after all, the propagandists like Goebbels and the such, friends, they told you so therefore it must be true, when in fact, again, the opposite is true. I'm making a point. Hillary widens her lead over Trump. This is on the Minneapolis Star, okay? Communist news outlet, let me tell you. But I want to tell you an online poll on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this? Hillary's internal poll, these are factual numbers, 12%. Remember how I continuously tell you that nobody shows up when she's bumping the stump, running for the presidency, friends? Literally? Isn't it interesting that she's got 12% because she doesn't have the support like that of Barack Hussein Obama? And remember, folks, her Facebook and her Twitter accounts are fabricated from A to Z. But on the front page of the paper in the state of Minnesota, Hillary widens her lead over Trump. But Hillary's internal polls and her numbers, friends, are 12%. In other words, she loses nationally 19 to 77%. So when people are talking about how they're elected, well, the one they want to elect to the executive office, Donald Trump, will smash Hillary Clinton, the facts are he will smash Clinton. Because again, as I've said since day one, and I'm reiterating the point only to prove it once again, America, she does not have the support, and Hillary's internal polls show you just exactly what I've been telling you. But again, friends, the propagandists have you believing that she's widened her lead over Donald Trump, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we play Hillary Clinton as it's teed up at the Al Smith Theater the day after the debates last Wednesday. Okay? Famed Watergate reporter and retired federal prosecutor agrees Hillary Clinton is corrupt. Folks, she is not legitimate. Again, she belongs in jail, to say the least. Okay? Going back, did you know that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you know Italy is now shutting down its illegal mosques that Hillary Clinton wants to bring in by 500,000? She wants to increase 500% concerning the illegals to come in here, and not to assimilate, but to plunder and to destroy the United States of America. All by design. And it is the perfect judgment of God, Deuteronomy 28. It's interesting to note that there's 55 curses and there's 15 blessings. America, you've got it upside down once again. God is not to be mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you want to disregard God's commandments, you go ahead and do it, but you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways, and that's exactly what's happening. But what they're doing in Italy after the fact, America, again, Italy shuts down illegal mosques, Muslims lose their minds. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com leaked emails. Again, here's Hillary Clinton. Leaked emails show Hillary ready to write executive orders on the behalf of her donors. Let me say that again. Leaked emails show Hillary ready to rewrite. She wants to write executive orders on the behalf of her donors. Now, we found out yesterday, friends, the top donors in 2015 and 16 all come from Muslim nations, your sworn enemies, that are pushing her to become the president of the United States of America. So is money going to win this war, or is courage going to win this war? Like Elmer Davis rightly said, this republic was not established by cowards. And friends, listen carefully, cowards will not preserve it. You better bet your bottom dollar that is right smack on the money. Folks, one more headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com, third part of James O'Keefe, the Veritas Project just came out, election rigging bombshell. Hillary was personally involved in video.
1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity, and of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire inspired to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, folks, we're going to limit the phone calls today because I got much audio to give you, but just for a reference, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We already got some phone calls coming in right now, but again, I gotta stick to the plan here, folks, just to get this information out to you. I always love to give it to you where you can hear it directly out of their mouths. It's always safest to do that, friends. Aside of that, I also wanted to let you know, too, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hosea 4:6 tells us people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We want to give you a knowledge as to why you're being destroyed. And I want to tell you, here is the resolve. Justice, which guards your liberty. You are the law, America. Put those two together. Think that one through. Ponder it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Right before the last break there. I didn't get any music, but I think we timed it pretty well. But what was interesting, folks, is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the last highlight I gave to you is the James O'Keefe's, his Veritas Project just came out with part three exposing the election rigging bombshell. Folks, voter fraud is very relevant. We've known that it's been relevant for a long, long time in this country. Those that have rigged the machines have come forth. Clinton Eugene, as a matter of fact, was one of them. Sworn testimony, he was hired by representatives that are supposed to represent the American people as to how to rig them in favor, 51 to 49%. So, again, we have those that are guilty of the crimes coming forward and telling you what they're doing and who's responsible for paying them to do it. And yet here, Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent in the People's White House today, along with Hillary Clinton and others, are saying, you know what, this is just unprecedented. what, when you lose, then all of a sudden voter fraud? No, folks, what they're doing is they're telling on themselves. They're the ones losing, they know they're losing, and there is voter fraud. Don't ever forget that. They do as I say, but don't do as I do, friends, and they do just the exact opposite. And that's why people are confused in this country. But again, election rigging bombshell. Hillary was personally involved. This coming out of the mouths of those that had visited Barack Hussein Obama in the White House over 340 times and 45 times. There was personal meetings between the two of them. And here again, we have them denying the fact that there's any voter fraud going on, when in fact, they're the ones setting the stage through voter fraud. So without further ado, friends, I want to get over to this audio. Yesterday we had shared, do you want to pull up the Haiti piece first? Okay, just to show you the severity of what's going on out there. And concerning, let's go over to Haiti for a moment. Donald Trump was making jokes out of the people over in Haiti mocking the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the crimes of the Clinton Foundation concerning the money funneling that they've used concerning the country of Haiti as they plunder them. Well, they begged for the people worldwide to support the people of Haiti, when in fact the people of Haiti haven't received the relief that the money was sent to give. And what they're finding now is that Bill and Hillary and Hillary's brother are responsible for plundering that country. So all the money that went into that country to give Haiti relief never went to them. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear directly from them. So again, keep in mind, Donald was making fun of Hillary for this, but folks, let's not forget about the people in Haiti. Where did that money go? And again, showing you the severity of the crime, listen to one of these individuals in Haiti today and tell me how funny it is.
Well, we have every reason to be mad because the Clintons have destroyed Haiti for the decades. And, you know, they pretend to be our friends when in reality they are our number one enemies. You know, there are some other people who clearly behave like they don't like us. So it's easy for us to protect ourselves against them because we know they are our enemies. But the Clintons are even more dangerous because they pretend to be our friends when in reality they're destroying Haiti.
And I heard that the Clinton Foundation and all these other organizations gave over $6 billion to Haiti for the relief effort, especially during the kind of natural disasters that you guys have gone through. Is that true?
No, it's more than true. The money is much more than $6 billion. You see, after the earthquake, countries around the world donate billions of dollars. The amount was much larger than $6 billion. And Bill Clinton was in charge of the money. And not only people around the world, but also American celebrities donate a lot of larger money to rebuild Haiti. And hundreds of homes were destroyed after the earthquake. And if you can believe, the people are still living under tents. That's unacceptable. And not only they held the money, they kept the money, but Haiti had enough resources for them to be very comfortable. Haiti have oil, more oil than Venezuela. Nobody's talking about. Haiti have gold. We have one of the largest gold mines in the Caribbean. So, and they let the world, nobody's saying anything about our goals. Yeah. And who do you think is in charge of our goal right now? The contract.
Listen carefully.
Adam, Hillary Clinton's brother.
Wow.
He's got a 26-year contract. And then also Haiti used to produce, we used to produce our own rice. We didn't have to buy rice overseas. Bill Clinton destroyed our rice so his brother can sell the rice from Arkansas.
Yeah, wow.
So they're doing a lot of things. Right now, if there's a millionaire or a billionaire who wants to do business in Haiti, they cannot do anything unless they check with the Clintons. The Clintons are the one who's running Haiti.
Yeah. Wow.
And we are living in the 21st century. We are the first black people who liberate ourselves from the French rule. We fought three empires, the British, the Spanish, the French. So it's unacceptable for us to be occupied right now.
As we saw the investigations into where a lot of the relief funds for Haiti came into, and it ultimately went nowhere to the people but big multinational corporations, and a lot of the people who are still dealing with that natural disaster never got any relief because all the money that was funneled into them, even through the Red Cross, even through the Clinton Global Initiative, which the Clinton Global Initiative sometimes uses and brags, like, look, we helped out Haiti. We did this for Haiti. What did they do for Haiti, and what's the current situation there?
What have the Clinton, not only Haiti, what have the Clinton done with their foundation? They don't help anyone. They're just enriching themselves. Going, stealing people's money, resources. That's what they do. We're asking friends, the American friends, to stand up with us. This is unacceptable. We cannot allow this to happen. We are living in the 21st century. We cannot allow a liar, a crooked, a thief to be president. We cannot allow that to happen. If that happened, I would have no respect for America or United States anymore. Yeah. Because I used to believe America was the greatest country in the world, but there is no more justice anymore.
Folks, did you hear what he said? Because there is no more justice. America, let me push this point. In the book of Amos, it tells us, first of all, keep in mind in Psalm 89, it tells us that justice and judgment is the habitation of the throne. Psalm 97, speaking of the Lord God of Israel in Jesus' name. Psalm 97 tells us clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. Let a fire go before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. His people, you that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Which, by the way, that's in Psalm 97. You can also go over to Hebrews 1. The very scepter of the kingdom is hating iniquity and loving righteousness. And furthermore, he that saith, I abideth in him, and he that saith he abideth in him and doesn't obey him, folks, I want to tell you what. The Bible tells us he's a liar and the truth is not in him. The Bible says we ought to walk even as he walked. Folks, and that's exactly right. And folks, in this country, we have foreign countries asking for our help to deal with the Clintons. And he said, America, if you fail us, I used to think you're the greatest country in the world. You are. You're called to be the light of the world, friends. A city set upon a hill, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Don't ever forget that. That's why people look to you. But he said, America, you've left off justice. You've left off justice, America, and justice is the guardian of liberty. And the fact of the matter is you're hearing from foreign countries, and by the way, this is why many countries hate your guts, America, because of what you've allowed your representatives to do to their prospective countries by plundering them. You are creating enemies. And by the way, the Clintons, I got to tell you, these people that play these games, they are putting themselves in they're putting themselves in dangerous situations by playing this. Because if you look to history, friends, you can only oppress a people for so long before they respond. Before they respond. But why do you have to wait before your backs are up against the wall before you actually enforce that law, America? Enough is enough. We have foreign countries asking for our help, exposing the Clintons once again for their crimes. Read Isaiah 5:20. These are people, folks, that are evil, and they're dangerous every step of the way. And Jesus tells us in John 8:44, hey, folks, there's no truth in them. There's absolutely no truth in them. When we come back, and one more point, rewinding just a little bit. Remember, Donald was making a joke about this yesterday, friends, concerning the crimes of the Clintons against the people in Haiti as they steal away the money and then they appoint the fox in the chicken coop to run their operations. Be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Going over to the Al Smith dinner. Yesterday we listened to Donald Trump make light of Hillary's crimes. So let's jump over and listen to Hillary Clinton so you can kind of get what I've been trying to tell you for a long time, folks, that you're being disrespected every step of the way, and so are your laws every step of the way. Check this out.
Now, I'm going to try my best tonight. But I understand I am not known for my sense of humor. That's why it did take a village to write these jokes. People say, and I hear them, I know, they say, I'm boring compared to Donald. But I'm not boring at all. In fact, I'm the life of every party I attend, and I've been to three. And when the parties get out of hand, as occasionally they do, it's important to have a responsible chaperone who can get everyone home safely. And that is why I picked Tim Kaine to be my vice president. Now, you notice there is no teleprompter here tonight, which is probably smart because maybe you saw Donald dismantle his prompter the other day. And I get that. They're hard to keep up with, and I'm sure it's even harder when you're translating from the original Russian.
See, folks, they're making light of treason. These are your candidates, America.
But every year,
that you settle
this
for.
Dinner brings together a collection of sensible, committed, mainstream Republicans, or as we now like to call them, Hillary supporters. Now, some of my critics, and I hear that too. Yeah. They think I only say what people want to hear. Well, tonight that is true. And here's exactly what you want to hear. This election will be over very, very soon. And look at this dais. We got Charlie Rose and Maria Bartiromo and Chris Matthews and Gail King and Nora O'Donnell and Katie Couric. This counts as a press conference, right? It is great also to see Mayor Bloomberg here.
He's a criminal. He's an anti-gunner. He's a sodomite.
It's a shame he's not speaking tonight. I'm curious to hear what a billionaire has to say.
The world will love its own, Scripture tells us.
And look out at the dais. We've got the Honorable Chuck Schumer, the Honorable Andrew Cuomo, the Honorable Mike Bloomberg, the Honorable Bill de Blasio, the Honorable Dave Dinkins, and so many other wonderful elected officials.
Pro-Muslims.
We have Rudy Giuliani. Now, many don't know this, but Rudy actually got his start as a prosecutor, going after wealthy New Yorkers who avoided paying taxes. But as the saying goes, if you can't beat him, go on Fox News and call him a genius. So as I've said, we've now had our third and, thankfully, final debate. Sharing a stage with Donald Trump is like, well, nothing really comes to mind. There is nothing like sharing a stage with Donald Trump. Donald wanted me drug tested before last night's debate. And look, I got to tell you, I am so flattered that Donald thought I used some sort of performance enhancer. Now, actually, I did. It's called preparation. And looking back, I've had to listen to Donald for three full debates, and he says I don't have any stamina. That is 4.5 hours. I have now stood next to Donald Trump longer than any of his campaign managers. Now, look, I have deep respect for people like Kellyanne Conway. She's working day and night for Donald, and because she's a contractor, he's probably not even going to pay her.
Cute. Illegals.
But I think the good news is that the debates finally allowed Republicans to unite around their candidate. The bad news is it's Mike Pence. And it's been a long, long campaign. That should be one of our highest priorities, shortening the campaigns. And whoever wins this election, the outcome will be historic. We'll either have the first female president or the first president who started a Twitter war with Cher. And if Donald does win, it'll be awkward at the annual President's Day photo when all the former presidents gather at the White House. And not just with Bill. How is Barack going to get past the Muslim ban?
Did you hear that? How is Barack going to get past the Muslim ban, acknowledging that he is a Muslim?
In particular, seemed frustrated with their nominee. Paul Ryan told the Republican members of the House, you don't have to support the top of the ticket. Don't worry about anyone besides yourself. Just do what's in your own best interest. So I guess Donald really has unified his party around his core philosophy. And I don't understand their unhappiness. They say Donald doesn't have any policies. He has no policies. I keep hearing that. I'd actually like to defend him on this. Donald has issues. Serious issues. Really, really serious issues. And I worry about Donald's go-it-alone attitude. For example, at his convention when he said, I alone can fix it. You know, in the 90s, I said the same thing about America's health care system, and it didn't work out so well for me either. But speaking of health, Donald has been very concerned about mine. very concerned. He actually sent a car to bring me here tonight. Actually, it was a hearse. But I kind of want to just put the information out there so everybody can draw their own conclusions and you can judge our relative health. We've each released our medical records. My blood pressure is 100 over 70. His is unbelievably great. My cholesterol is 189. His is presidential. My heart rate is 72 beats per minute. His is the most beats ever, or the least beats ever, whichever sounds best. But Donald really is as healthy as a horse. You know, the one Vladimir Putin rides around on. But I can say without fear of contradiction tonight that I will be the healthiest and youngest woman ever to serve as president. But this has really been a strange campaign. You saw it last night. You saw it again tonight. Donald has attacked me for a life in public service. And I didn't get that at first. I kind of get it now. As he told Howard Stern, he doesn't like it when women have been around for more than 35 years. But Donald, we have so much more in common than actually you may realize. For example, I've tried to inspire young people by showing them that with resilience and hard work, anything is possible, and you're doing the same. A third grade teacher told me that one of her students refused to turn in his homework because it was under audit. And here's another similarity. The Republican National Committee isn't spending a dime to help either one of us. So tonight, let's embrace the spirit of the evening. Let's come together, remember what unites us, and just rip on Ted Cruz. I hope you enjoyed my remarks tonight. I said no to some jokes that I thought were over the line. But I suppose you can judge for yourself on WikiLeaks in the next few days. Donald will tell us after the benediction whether he accepts that this dinner is over. He has to wait and see. But there's nothing funny about the stakes in this election. In the end, what makes this dinner important are not the jokes we tell, but the legacy that we carry forward. It is often easy to forget how far this country has come. And there are a lot of people in this room tonight who themselves, or their parents or grandparents, came here as immigrants, made a life for yourselves, took advantage of the American dream and the greatest system that has ever been created in the history of the world.
Okay, and then what she does, friends, in a couple minutes, she starts to go on and praises the Pope, which I'll highlight during the last segment. A couple things come to mind here, friends. Again, making light out of the severity of crime. You know, we don't give our criminals much punishment in this country, do we? Nope. And remember, America, you're the one that tolerates soft judges that produce the hardened criminals. When it comes to politics, do remember, you have hardened criminals that call themselves representatives that you call politicians because you tolerate their crimes. And I want to tell you again, as I shared with you yesterday, the reason you're soft on their crimes is because, America, I love you enough to tell you, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're soft on corruption in your government and in your church because you're soft on yourselves. I want to show you how soft God was on crime. Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. It's interesting that you're soft on these criminals. They are criminals from A to Z. Hillary just highlighted other criminals in New York that are pro-Muslims, that are destroying your country, that are opening the gates, the floodgates, to those that mean to plunder your country, and she called them honorable. When is it that you're going to wake up and take responsibility and deal with these people as such? They are criminals. We don't give our criminals much punishment, but I'll tell you what, those that work for these corrupt politicians sure give them plenty of publicity, don't they? and they even make a joke out of it when, in fact, America, there's nothing funny about what's going on here between the two of them at all. Taking a quick break, 612. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, give me a phone call, folks. Don't have time for that. Final segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I wanted to hit off on the fact that it's much easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. I don't know what it takes for people to be fooled. I mean, my goodness, friends. It just doesn't pan out on the behalf of the American people, but it always seems to pan out for the politicians, right? And yet we continuously see them in the faces of the people, either committing crimes, they get a pass by the American people, then they're encouraged to add more crime to their record. And they do it with a smile on their face. And for some reason or another, on a daily basis in this country, the Clintons, not just Hillary, but her husband as well, have been found out with their crimes over the last 40 and 50 years in this country. And yet it's continuously dripping down on the American people, the crimes of the Clintons. And yet now, folks, to show you how soft you've been on the behalf of the behalf of those that commit the crimes against we the people, do keep in mind, folks, now she's running for the presidency of the United States of America. That's how soft you've been on her. Just so you understand, as well as Billy Bob. Going around accusing others of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of every step of the way. Now, what I want to do is I want to jump over to the fact that yesterday, as well, We shared with you Donald's comments, and then what we did is we jumped over on the behalf of Hillary Clinton, and what she did over the next couple minutes is she started to highlight the Pope. She started to honor the Pope. Now, I want you to remember that when the Pope, this guy that calls himself the Pope today, when he was in America, when he went to Congress and gave a speech, do you realize that this Pope never mentioned Jesus? Did you know that this Pope didn't pray? Did you know that this Pope didn't call people to repentance? Did you know that he did not present the gospel? He did not call people to faith in Christ by living it out. He spoke almost exactly like a modern day politician and a secular humanist. He spoke as if the world's problems could be solved without Christ. I want to tell you something, friends. That's why we have the world's problems, is because we've left off Christ and we need to get back to him. Now, this is the individual that Hillary Clinton was highlighting. She was praising this individual. Now, keep in mind as well, it was the Pope, Pope Francis, the new Pope that she was praising, friends, that was saying that, you know what, to the world, you need to take in these Muslim migrants. You need to take them into your prospective countries because they're war-stricken, friends. And when they get to your country and they destroy it, plunder it, rape your women, so on and so forth, don't worry about that. That's just who they are. But that was the purpose that they're coming in. Keep in mind, this is the Pope that told you, America, and other countries, 53 countries that are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com right now, that reminded you that you need to take them in. This is also the Pope that talks about how the poor need the church's help as he sits on a golden throne, literally. Okay? I'm paying attention to all the details here, friends. Okay? This is also the Pope that she was praising, who's calling for a new world order, just like Russia, just like China, just like the Bushes, just like Barack Hussein Obama, and you better bet your bottom dollar the Clintons. Because remember when Barbara Bush was asked about Billy Bob Clinton back in the 90s, she said that Bill is as if he is one of my own sons. Okay? And we can see now exactly what I was telling you back then with the Bushes is exactly what they're doing today. They're now getting behind your arch enemy. Okay? Just wanted to let you know. Okay? Also keep in mind she was praising the Pope, who is armed by Secret Service. As a matter of fact, I have a picture in front of him right now. In America, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 just around his car that are armed to protect him from the people that he is to serve. Now, what's bizarre about all this, friends, is the fact that this is the guy that said people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons and their industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. America, when are you going to figure out that this all goes hand in glove? Folks, since day one, the Pope has been called Antichrist by famous preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ that actually preached what the Word of God said. Not the commandments of men, not through a translation, not through an omission of the Word of God, or folks, just an absolute disarray of scriptures to make it fit their agenda to have control over mankind. But they've been called the Antichrist since day one. And folks, if you read 1 John, you'll understand what the Antichrist is. And then when you begin to praise a man like this, why would the devil praise the devil? Why would a little minion of the devil praise another devil? I'll tell you why, friends. Because they're in it together. And if you haven't figured this out by now, friends, I want to tell you, it's all working in alliance. And again, keep in mind, Scripture tells us that there's an alliance made and a covenant made with hell. There's a covenant made with death. And folks, again, what's happening, what's surfacing in this country today is nothing new under the sun. The hierarchy in the church and in government, they are in cahoots. Now, just to take you back in time, do keep in mind it was the professed church of the day. The seed of Abraham, they called themselves. We be of God. We're not of fornication, said the Pharisees. They were the ones responsible for crucifying the Christ and delivering them over to the Gentiles. Also keep in mind, they were the ones shouting back to Pontius Pilate, who thought he was just going to wash his hands and he was going to be innocent of the crime of crucifying the Christ. It was interesting to note that they shouted back to Pontius Pilate, "We have no king but King Caesar." And to take you back to the Christ and what he warned us about, and which I'm warning you about even now, friends, never put your trust in man. Never put your trust in a pope. Never put your trust in a priest or a pastor. Folks, cursed is that man, Scripture tells us. We are to put our trust in God and trust in the living God and Him alone. End of story. If it's not in the Word, it doesn't apply. If it works against or it stands antithetical or in contrast to the Word of God, it's null and void in my life. Now, I'm telling you this for the very purpose, friends, that when you look at what's going on here, again, there's nothing new under the sun. We have no king but King Caesar. Jesus warned the people to take heed and beware of the doctrine. Believing, he said, the doctrine of the Herodians, the politicians. He said, beware. And take heed. And he said, beware of the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees, the Christian hypocrites of the day. He said, if the blind be lead the blind, he said, they all end up in the ditch. And that's exactly where these people mean to bring you, America. They want absolute control. They are in it together. They are protecting themselves from the people that they are themselves to serve. And for those that didn't know, just to bring you up to par with what's going on in our country and what's taking place in our country, folks, presidents all the way up until Truman used to walk up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of the constituents. They didn't have fences. Folks, they didn't have armed guards all the way around them, protecting them from the big, bad people. No, they were out there amongst the people that they served. The reason they have to protect themselves and have Secret Service in such a degree today, it's because you know, as well as I know, and as well as that they do all the well-know, friends, that they are no longer serving we the people. Now, I took the time today and yesterday because I wanted you to hear the tape of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton making little cute jokes amongst themselves about the crimes that they both are guilty of, like it or not. Folks, going over to what Hillary was saying today, even concerning Donald Trump and tax evasion, that's what she's alluding to. It's interesting to note that if that was even the case with any one of us little peasants, guess what? We'd have the IRS all over us. We wouldn't have a smile on our face laughing and throwing it in each other's faces. We would take it very serious as to what was going on to right the wrongs. But now, not these people, folks. It's no big deal because it doesn't apply to me because I'm a demigod. I'm above the law. I want to tell everybody in this country, again, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, folks, now you have the President of the United States that every time he moves, it costs you $75,000. The guy's on vacation more than he's destroying America, in fact. He's playing golf, friends, when people are getting shot up after him and his attorney general, folks, contrived crimes to create domestic insurrection. Folks, it's the politicians creating the wars that you're tolerating today. And keep in mind, God is using them for his purpose. Furthermore, when you look in Scripture, you'll see that those that think that they're above the law is the such, the corrupt, in which we see today, on a global scale, I want you to know and I want them to know, after countries are destroyed, then the people figure out that they shouldn't have dealt with those corrupt politicians who created the war in the first place. America, you're in it today, and I want to tell you, prevention is better than cure. Injustice is the guardian of our liberties. We need to deal with all corruption in our government, starting first in the church. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when that goes, everything else goes. Well, we can see that in government. But we need to clean up the church first and foremost, and then we need to clean up our governments, folks, thereafter. And I'll tell you what, you'll see that true Christians are those that build the old waste places. Isaiah 58, Isaiah 61, I just read it in the book of Amos. And folks, that's exactly what we need to understand. We need to tear down, and then we need to build up. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.